Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Podcaster Sean Allen who's...
New York is even worse than LAPD to me. You know what I mean? I remember I got robbed at St. Nick Park and I didn't even go to the police. I didn't even go home after I got robbed either. It was a casual Friday because I remember I wore like jeans and shit to work. Like I wore clothes. I knew I was going to be out all day, so I wore clothes, you know, to make sense of me being out all night. You know what I mean? I had plans and shit. So yeah, it was a casual Friday and I was leaving work downtown. I don't remember if it was the sixth. I don't remember what train it was. Was it the sixth that you take from downtown to go uptown? I don't remember. But anyway, I was on the train and I got off at 135th because Alex had a spoken word thing at CUNY. So I rode the train, got off at 135th at St. Nick. And to get to CUNY, you have to, you know, cut across St. Nick Park. And shout out to Alex, I'm putting him in this. But, you know, you have to cut across the park at 135th to get to CUNY. And shout out to everyone who has been keeping up with me on Patreon. That's where I've been for the past month. We'll get into that later, though. But, yes, you have to get to CUNY. You have to cut through St. Nick Park. So I get up at 135th, I start walking through the park, and someone comes from behind me and like grab my shoulder, like a firm grab on my shoulder, right? And here's the thing about New York City and my experience when I was there. Like every day when I would go out, like from uptown to downtown to Brooklyn, it didn't matter like what part of New York, it didn't matter what the weather was talking about. I always seen someone out that I knew. You know what I mean? At the store, library, internet cafe, like walking the street on a train, I've always saw somebody I knew. So like it was pretty common, right? And I say that because, that, you know, again, that was my experience. But I'm about to wrap this up for you guys. It was so much so that in New York that I would purposely like go out by myself so I could like friend group hop. You know what I mean? Like go from one group to another because I will always see people out, right? But yeah, anyway, this nigga grabs my shoulder and I just knew it was somebody I know, right? I knew it was a homie or somebody. I turn around and as I'm gesturing to like, you know, dap or say what's up or whatever, I look at his face and mind you, this all happened like in a few seconds. I realized that I don't recognize this person that grabbed me on my shoulder as I'm gesturing to like dap him up and I'm smiling and shit because I'm thinking it's a homie or whatever. And as it's like registering to me, this nigga like puts a gun to like right here on my neck. You see where he had a gun like right here, like in between my jaw and my neck, you know, this little part. I don't know if you guys can see. You see what I'm doing? And mind you, it's like 7 p.m. and the sun is still out. The park is packed. People are watching this nigga like rob me, right? And they're like minding their business. Nobody's trying to intervene. Nobody's asking me. Nobody's calling the police. Nothing. And this nigga's just robbing me in broad daylight at the park, right? And they were just watching. These niggas is just watching like it's just another day at the park. And I don't even remember what he said to me because it happened so fast, but I emptied out everything in my pocket, right? And I put it into his hand. I remember I had a fucking an HTC Evo. I had my Metro card. I had my little Ben Sherman wallet and I had like $3 or whatever. and I had my keys, right? So he took all my shit or whatever. I took it out of my pockets. I put it in his hand. He took my shit and he put it inside like his jacket pocket and proceeded to like check my other pocket. And mind you, it's like 100 degrees outside. This nigga has on a coat. You know what I mean? So he had a coat on because that's how he was robbing niggas, right? He was taking shit from niggas and putting it in his coat. So again, his gun is still up to me, to my neck, my jaw or whatever. And I'm telling him, I'm like, I ain't got nothing. That's all I got. That's all I got. He's checking my pockets and shit. So then this nigga like get what he get from me, and he mushes me in the face. He calls me a bitch and he like casually like walks off through the park. And I sit for like, when I sit, I'm standing for like 10 seconds and I'm like, did this really just happen to me? And everybody's looking at me and shit. And my decision was to meet Alex at fucking CUNY for his spoken word thing he had at 8 o'clock. I fucking go to the event. 8 o'clock, I see the homies there. It happened so fast, right? I see the homies there, whatever. Actually, me explaining this is longer than the actual event. And I didn't know if I was, like, traumatized or not. I was probably more mad about, like, my Ben Sherman wallet, right? And I was concerned about, like, going out and being able to kick it more so than anything. But I didn't go to the police or anything, right? So he got my phone, he got my wallet, he got my keys, he got my Metro card. He got everything. He cleaned me out, right? I mean, that's some real New York shit. And I told the homies what happened. I end up going to the show 8 o'clock on time. I tell the homies what happened. These niggas didn't give a fuck, right? They was just like, oh shit. But did you like the show? For real, you know? And shout out to Chase. Shout out to Chase and Alex. Wow, this is the unlocking of memory. Wow. But anyway, I told them what happened. We end up going to fucking the Harlem food bar after. Mind you, I don't have no money. I don't have no ID. I don't have anything. We get in. These niggas take care of me, though. They buy everything. They buy me drinks. They buy me food and shit. And then we went to the fucking movies on 125th after. And we saw Super 8 with Dakota Fanning.
Wow.
And I've never told the story this much detail. Wow. We go to the movies and shit, and we end up fucking going out after. I think we went to Greenhouse. We went to Greenhouse after downtown. So it was like 7 o'clock. I get fucking robbed. 8 o'clock, I make it to the show at CUNY. Then we go to Harlem Food Bar after around 9:30. Then we go to the movies on 125th around 11 o'clock. Then after we leave the movies around 12:31, we go to fucking Greenhouse downtown. I was robbed at 7 o'clock, right? I don't have no ID, no nothing, no keys, right? That's some New York shit, though. I'm just pushing through. I didn't call the police or anything, right? So we went to Greenhouse, and I end up going home with Alex. Because I couldn't get in my apartment because I didn't have keys. So I woke up the next day, probably like around 9 o'clock. I ended up getting back to my place, and I got inside the building. I knocked on the manager door, and the manager let me in my place. It was around like 11, 10 o'clock in the morning, and the bank closed like at 1 or 2, right? I called my mom up, and my mom was like, why are you calling me from, you know, this number? And I'm like, oh, I was robbed yesterday. Somebody took my phone. They took my wallet, they took my ID, my keys, my Metro card. I'm explaining shit to my mom. And my mom was like, what time did this happen? I said, it happened at 7 o'clock. She said, so where were you from 7 to now? And I gave her my night. And she was like, okay, so what do you want me to do about it? I said, shit, can you send me some money or something? She said, well, go to the bank. The bank was Washington fucking Mutual. I'm having a fucking, wow, my memory. The bank was Washington Mutual. She's like, get your passport, get your social, and go to the bank, and they'll give you like a temporary card. I'll put some money in your account. I woke up. I'm not wake up. I got my shit, and I went to Washington Mutual, and they gave me a debit card, and I was back in the game. I was more mad about my fucking wallet than I was about anything else. That was my Ben Sherman wallet. It was a dope wallet. I got that wallet from Melrose, so it had a little sentimental value. I was pissed off about that, but and I didn't go to the police or anything. I still didn't go to the police or anything. And that was my experience with getting robbed in fucking New York.